on 101.7 The Hammer.
The Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. The mobile app is available in the App Store for your Android and Apple devices. You can interact with us there, and you can take 101.7 The Hammer wherever you go. Download it on your mobile, your tablets. Steal grandma's phone, put it on there. She's not going to notice. Just tell her it's supposed to be on there. Do it for us. We'd do it for you, right, Duff?
Sure we would. Of course we would. I did that to my mother-in-law's phone. You can do that. It's totally safe, totally fine, totally free.
Let's go to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, and we're going to bring in Coach Cooper Fouts, one of the new assistant coaches that Coach Woz has brought in, a favorite son of Kokomo, Indiana. So we're bringing a local guy full circle back into the fold. Coach, how are you?
I am doing awesome. Thank you so much, guys, for having me on today. I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
Well, hey, first and foremost, congratulations on coming on out here, making the very wise choice, in our humble opinions, yeah, to come on out here to Purdue.
Yeah, it was a pretty easy decision, to be honest with you guys. I love Pepperdine. I love what it represents. But to have the opportunity to come home, be around family, give my family a great opportunity to be in a great community, and to be a part of what Woz has done with that baseball program is a special time to be part of Boilermaker baseball. And not just that, but I think what the athletic department is doing right now with Coach Brohm and what he's done with the turnaround, and obviously what Coach Painter has done over a long career, both as a player and as a coach. It's just what an exciting time to be back at Purdue. So we're really excited about it.
So take us through the process, Coach. How did this all come together for you?
Oh, my heavens. So it was a pretty quick deal. I actually had missed a call from Woz, and I didn't see it for about a day and a half, and called him back, and knowing that he was needing two assistants, and I've known Woz for quite some time, being a West Coast guy, and him with having a lot of roots out here with Arizona and Oregon. So missed a call, called him back. I didn't hear from him. I shot him a text and, hey, I just want to let you know I missed your call. I called you back. You know, if you need something, let me know. Ended up getting, that was on a Sunday, and he called on a Tuesday. We're actually at the same event together in Naperville, Illinois, and not much was said about it, just a hello, how are you, some small talk, and then he called and communicated a little bit on a Tuesday, and you know what, to be honest with you, I didn't know if much was going to come of it, and it's just a small amount of communication. A few days went by on a Saturday, got a call back, and we talked for a good long time and really broke it down, and he was, you know, more or less interviewing me and kind of asking about who I was and what I was like as a coach and that stuff. And we had a great communication and still thought it was a good opportunity, but didn't really know. And then, next Monday, he had said, hey, I need you to apply. And I told my wife that, and she said, oh, well, this is a real deal. I said, well, you know, let's just keep our composure and we'll see. And that was about 9:30. So I was in the midst of applying, and he had called and said, asked if I was interested, and said, hey, I said, I love the opportunity. He said, what's your job to turn down? Well, that was about 10:30. And by about 3:30 that afternoon, I called him back, said, hey, I'm in. I'm pumped. I knew that the move and the opportunity for me and my family, both as on the family side and the career side, was just something I couldn't turn down. So what an amazing turn of events, and pretty quick. And so we're really excited about it.
You know, you have a little bit of a history too with the program, because you've had family members that are Purdue alumnus. Yeah. So what do they have to say when they heard that you're coming back to Purdue University?
So I've got three aunts and a grandfather and grandmother that are all huge Purdue fans. You know, alumni boosters. I mean, they were as excited as could be. And my other side of the family are big Hoosier fans. So they weren't excited about the color scheme, but they were sure excited about having me back and being in town. So my family was just elated. My wife, my three kids, don't really know my family. We've never really been around them. We've been on the West Coast their entire lives, and as long as I've been married to Bree. And so, they're more excited about getting to know my kids. And I've got a almost six, just turned four, and an almost 2-year-old. So it's quite a time for us and our family and our growth. So they will be elated, and we're just so excited to be around a large majority of my family. So.
Wow, so then your family then being West Coasters for so long, what, they're going to experience the seasons, terms like wind chill and snow, and then they're going to, I think they might rethink things at that point. Wait until we get to the spring again.
My kids are going to look at it and go, what is that outside? That's snow? I mean, I think my daughter's the only one that has any remembrance of it. We were in Utah for 3 years, and, And we moved out here when, you know, just about when she turned three. So she might have a little bit of memory from it, but man, not much. So my two boys, the just turned four and almost two, it'll be a whole new experience for them. But you know what? It's what a great experience it's going to be to be in that setting. And guys, we are diehard college athletic fans, football and basketball. So for us to be part of that community and get to go to, you know, a really great program and what football is doing, and obviously to go to Mackey Arena and see those games, man, it family-wise and our lifestyle, it just couldn't be a better fit.
So, Coach, growing up as a kid then, were you a Purdue fan or an IU fan? I mean, what was that like when you have you have fans on both sides?
You know what? To be honest, we were huge IU fans in our family with Bobby Knight and Gene Katie. But, you know, I remember the battles back then, you know, from, you know, again, this is in the late 80s, early 90s, and Gene Katie and Bobby Knight going at it. And we were just huge fans. And, you know, we were always Purdue fans with Glenn Robinson in that time frame and what he did with the program and what that battle with Indiana. So I don't know if we were ever favored on either side. You know, but we had, you know, both sides were being pulled from different family members, but it was always good. I remember, you know, sitting down and having pizza, you know, the nights that daggum, you know, Indiana and Purdue were playing. And that was a big, big deal for our family. That was something we weren't going to miss. So I look forward to those nights again.
We're talking with new assistant baseball coach Cooper Fouts on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. You know, just reading your bio and everything, you've been around the baseball for just so long, and which is crazy because you're like my age, so it kind of freaks me out a little bit to see how much you've done. And here I am doing this show, and you've been doing all this, so I feel like a bit of an underachiever. But the one thing that really catches my eye here is that some of the big leaguers now that you've been around on your tours around, Dallas Braden's one of these names, Bryce Harper as well. When you have that experience with those type of players, how can you translate what you've seen from them into your coaching in Purdue Boilermakers, these young men that are coming up through the system?
Oh, I think the greatest way you can really communicate and translate that stuff is just by talking about their struggles as well and their weaknesses and the growth they went through. I mean, I remember, you know, Bryce Harper, when he came to the school of his coach, he didn't have his driver's license. Didn't have his driver's license yet. And this guy, you know, he graduated from high school 2 years early, and his first day out, he was 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. And he was just beside himself. I thought, oh, we just lost him. He's done. He's going back to high school. And the next day he came out and hit 2 home runs. And really it's the ability to continue with the process. And I think these guys that have been really successful, whether it is Bryce or Dallas or other guys that have been drafted along the way and those guys that have been big leaguers and off that one, 2010 team, we had 9 guys drafted. We had 4 big leaguers off that one team. But they all struggled at one time. It wasn't easy. It's still not easy for them. And I think when you talk about the guys who are in the game now, they are so exposed to high-quality competition for most of the year with the travel ball that's going on and the way high school baseball is getting better, whether it's in Indiana or Illinois or Ohio or wherever it's going to be. It's the ability to just continue with the process and communicate that it's not the end of the world when you have a bad day because those guys are going through the same thing. And I think the other part of it is just loving on them. You got to love on them. It's the ability to build a relationship and make sure they know that we care about them and love them and we're here during that process. I think that's the greatest attribute you can bring to that situation for those young guys when they start to communicate about those guys that have been in the big leagues or had a lot of success. They've all started from the same spot. They've all been in that same spot as a young kid that is growing and going through the struggle. So I think that's the greatest bit of communication and relationship building you can go through.
I know you're going to play a big role with recruiting at Purdue. What's your overall evaluation of what you've seen so far with this Purdue roster and going forward now out with Coach Waz and the other assistants and just kind of preaching the word about Purdue baseball?
Well, the one thing that is so at the forefront is Coach Waz. I mean, the guy he's the hardest working guy in college baseball. I mean, the guy is one, extremely detail-oriented, extremely organized, but he's so good at what he does because he knows what he wants. And I think the job for myself and Coach Cribby is to really hone in on what the program needs, the style of the program, and making sure we're bringing in the right players. I think it's more important to get the right guy, not necessarily be the first or get the most, but to make sure we get the right guy that fits our program. And what Coach Waz has done in 2 years, and not just that, but what he's done in Arizona, Oregon, and Florida before that, his track record of success speaks for itself. And I think when we get the opportunity as assistant coaches to go out there and spread the word and create relationships, it is such an unbelievable deal to see how people respond to what has been done at Purdue in just those 2 years and the excitement they have and the interest we're getting from kids all over the country. And I think that's the most exciting part, is to create those new relationships and open new corridors on that recruiting front. And the ability to introduce Purdue baseball, and not just Purdue baseball, but the university and the great education and the people that are part of it. Man, what a great, great opportunity. And we're really excited about spreading the word and bringing those high-quality student-athletes into our community at Purdue.
Well, Coach, before we let you go, we want to hear about the legend of Coach Wasikowski at Pepperdine. Oh, how big is that legend of Coach Waz during his days there?
Well, that team, obviously that 1992 team was, you know, national championship team. And our former coach, who is one of my best friends and is a great man, is Steve Rodriguez, who's now at Baylor. Obviously, we're on that team as well. That picture of Waz and that collision at home plate is pretty infamous over here. You know, when you talk about Waz, you know, as a player, it's hard-nosed. It's ultra, ultra competitive. And it's the guy that's going to find a way to be successful. And I think that's obviously translated over to his coaching as well and the success he's had. So Waz's legend is pretty big over here. His pictures on a few different spots. His name's obviously up here because the national title and what they accomplished. So he is certainly very well remembered and very highly regarded in the Pepperdine baseball alumni for sure, and in our current guys.
Well, I know Duff and I love every time we get a chance to talk to him. I mean, the energy's infectious. And, you know, he just has that, he really has that gravitas about him, doesn't he? When you meet him, when you get a chance to talk to him one-on-one, I mean, he has that thing, doesn't he, Coach?
People have it and some don't. He has it. You know, we call it the it factor, whatever you want to call it. He has it. And to be a part of that and to learn from that and to watch it, obviously as being a baseball coach, you watch it from the outside and you have an idea what it is, but to be on the inside and to watch it firsthand, man, I'm pumped to be a part of it, and I think what he does is special. It's obviously, you know, it's translated in the first years, and I'm really excited to see how that continues to translate as he's a part of the program.
Coach Cooper Fouts, new assistant coach over at Purdue Baseball, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Again, congratulations, Coach, on the job. Great to have you and the family here in the community. Boiler up, good luck on that recruiting trail, all right?
Guys, I greatly appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to talking again and seeing you guys soon, and boiler up.
All right, take care, Coach.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.